The accident occurred early Wednesday when a passenger train rammed into another train which was waiting at a red signal near the northern city, Agra. Both the trains were in the final leg of their journey at the time of the collision. They were heading to the capital, New Delhi, which is about 200 kilometers north of the accident site. Passengers say they were sleeping when they felt a massive jolt. This eyewitness told television crews that people on the upper berths of the train came tumbling down with the impact of the collision. Soldiers assisted in the effort to free passengers from the mangled coaches. A Northern Railway spokesman, R.D. Vajpayee, told VOA that the rear coach of the stationary train bore the brunt of the collision's impact.
We had to take out the passengers from the which were trapped in the last coach. And gas cutters were used, and we have called the army also. They have assisted us. And within a few hours, we have completed the rescue operations.
Railway officials say they are not certain what caused the accident, but one of the trains may have overlooked a signal to stop. An inquiry has been ordered. Trains are the most popular mode of long-distance travel in India. India operates one of the most extensive and busiest rail networks in the world. 9,000 passenger trains run every day, carrying more than 18 million people daily across the vast country. There are about 300 Indian rail accidents every year, prompting calls for improving safety standards on the rail network. Earlier this month, a train derailed, killing one person. In February, a train accident in eastern India claimed 16 lives. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.